From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, January 12, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Katie Kosajansky is reporting in the Daily Mail on the status of multiple bridge repair projects in Greene County. Several county spans damaged or displaced by Tropical Storm Irene in 2011 or eroded by old age will undergo renovation, while other projects have been completed. The updates were presented at a meeting of the Greene County Legislature Public Works Committee on Monday, January the 11th. Preservation projects running on schedule include bridges on County Route 27 in Durham, County Route 65 in Windham, and County Route 23B in Catskill. The committee approved engineering firms for the design and construction of the County Route 6 bridge over the Westkill in Lexington, and the Carr Road Bridge over the Schoharie Creek in Jewett, and the Jewett Heights Bridge over the Batavia Kill in Ashland will soon be finished. The County Route 12 Bicycle Lane in Windham and Catskill Black Bridge rebuild projects are also in progress. And an engineer design draft report for Corderskill Road over the Catterskill Creek in Catskill has been completed. The report has been submitted to the state, and the public information session on the project will be held at the next Catskill Town Board meeting on January the 20th. Roadways targeted by committee members for improvement include Route 9W in Jefferson Heights and Route 32 between Cairo and Greensville. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Debbie Mayer is reporting in the Columbia paper on changes made by the Germantown Board during its reorganization meeting last week. The board changed the date of its regular meeting to the third Tuesday of the month, beginning this month on January 19th. And the board appointed engineering firm Crawford & Associates to handle town code enforcement and building inspection matters. John Pfizer, longtime code enforcement officer and building inspector, no longer works for the town in that capacity. Supervisor Joel Craig told the board Crawford has greater resources to offer with two code enforcement officers on staff. Craig said the firm will provide certified code enforcement officers to provide backup, expanded hours and daytime inspections, and meetings with homeowners and contractors. The town is also looking to increase code enforcement as a result of the change. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential that high school graduation rates in New York increased by nearly 2% last year. According to data released by the State Education Department on Monday, January the 11th, the June graduation rate among students who graduated in 2015 was 78.1% statewide. That is up from more than 76% the previous year and nearly 75% the year before that. The dropout rate last year was 6.6%. Graduation rates increased for each of the big five city school districts, New York City, Buffalo, Rochester, Syracuse, and Yonkers. Capital Region graduation rates were not immediately available in the materials released on Monday morning. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, the Times Union blog. Katie Kosajansky is reporting in the Daily Mail that the new Durham Community Center will open its doors next month. The center will be housed in a portion of the former Durham Elementary School. The town is currently negotiating a lease agreement with the Cairo-Durham Central School District. Town Supervisor Bill Carr Jr. said the building is very large and well-kept and has everything needed for a municipal building. There is access to high-speed internet service and a kitchen as well. The facility will serve as a meeting center and perhaps a program site for the local YMCA as well. Commission Chair Dennis Kerrigan said once open, the center will offer classes on various topics including cooking, knitting, sewing, and local history lectures. The first Community Center Committee's organizational meeting will be held at 7 p.m. on Thursday, June the 14th at the Durham Town Hall. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. For our final story, Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential that Assemblymember Pete Lopez announced early on Monday, January the 11th, that he is suspending his congressional run. Lopez said he was withdrawing from the 19th congressional district race in order to care for his father, who was recently diagnosed with cancer. The Schoharie Republican will seek re-election to his assembly seat. In a statement released to the press, Lopez revealed he and his wife, Bridget, are the main caregivers for his father, and he is the health proxy for his father. He said key dates in the candidate selection process conflict with the timeline for his father's treatment. Lopez joined the race in late November. Republicans John Faso and Andrew Heaney are considered the front runners. Republican Robert Bishop of Delaware County and Democrat John Patrick Keough are also running. Over the weekend, Democrat Will Yandick, a farmer and member of the Livingston Town Board, threw his hat into the ring. Zephyr Teachout, the former Democratic gubernatorial candidate, is reportedly considering a run. The seat is currently held by Kinderhook Republican Chris Gibson. Gibson declared in early 2015 that he would not seek re-election. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting snow is likely today, mainly after 1 p.m. It will be cloudy with a temperature high near 31 degrees. The chance of precipitation today is 70%. Total daytime accumulation of around an inch is possible. Tuesday night, a chance of snow showers before 2 a.m., then a slight chance of snow showers after 4 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 21 degrees. The chance of precipitation for Tuesday night is 50%. New snow accumulation of 1 to 2 inches is possible. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, a slight chance of snow showers before 2 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 26 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 14. And for Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 31 degrees. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 22. Sunrise today was at 7:22 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:45 p.m., providing us with 9 hours and 22 minutes of daylight. That would be 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 12th day of January, 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.